Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life Live is dedicated to transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi there, and welcome to New Life Live. I want to be sure you know that if you want to talk to us, when I say us, it's Chris Williams and Dr. Alice Benton. We'd love to share with you whatever we can about your particular situation. And it's worth every penny that you have to pay. Nothing. And even the phone call is free. 1-800-229-3000. 1-800-229-3000. I want to mention that, by the way, Chris, Alice, guess how many life recovery groups there are across the nation?
I don't even know.
Thousands. Thousands and thousands.
400. There are 400.
400. Excellent. That's great.
There would have been 600, but we eliminated 200 because they didn't meet anymore. But 400 groups, and that's pretty exciting to me. We're celebrating the 30th anniversary of the Life Recovery Bible. Pretty exciting.
Wow, that's incredible.
Also, I want to mention that people, not only are people starting new groups all the time, but people are signing up for the Rhine River cruise that we're doing. First, it was, well, vaccination is needed, no longer. And then all the rivers are drying up. Well, the rivers are filling up. It's raining over there. So that's pretty exciting. So if you have been thinking about this, go online and look at that Rhine River cruise. It's not too late to sign up. It's October 6th through the 13th. Now, we have a Repurposed Life conference coming up. It's 4 hours, so it doesn't take up the whole day. But if you've been wondering what it is you're going to do in the second chapter of your life, or the first or next quarter chapter, whatever it is, this is going to help you. And we've got special pricing for anybody that has a group. It's online. It's a Zoom meeting. And really, if you maybe think God has abandoned you, you've sinned too much, gone too far, it's for you. If you're trying to clarify what God has called you to do, what purpose He's given you all these gifts, skills, and talents for, it's for you. Chris, your topic's pretty interesting. Share with us what you're going to be talking about.
Well, you know, when we're in recovery and we're addressing a specific issue or problem that keeps tripping us up in life, we oftentimes find that behavior, that process, or whatever that is that's tripping us up, really sticky. I just had a conversation this morning about a guy who's like, hey, you've known me for a couple of years, and I feel like I'm worse today than when we first started talking. It's not a professional relationship, it's a friendship. And I was like, no, your circumstances in life are really, really hard right now,
yeah.
And it feels like failure. However, it's just the next step or the next iteration in your recovery process. So I say it like this. Failure is inevitable. Setbacks are inevitable. Frustration is inevitable. Those are the things that have the tendency to keep us from the life-giving process of recovery or to stay engaged in the recovery. There's a verse in Galatians, where Paul is telling the Galatians, you know, who ransacked your hope? Who tackled your gospel, the good news inside of you? And you got derailed. And so many of us may feel like, oh man, we got derailed. And what we're here to do is saying, no, no, no. Whatever sacked you, whatever took you off course, we're going to help you keep coming back on course to the life that God has designed for you.
Absolutely. Very good, Chris. Thank you. It's going to be a great conference. 4 hours. Getting back on track or getting the right rails going the right way. If you want to find out about that, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. If you would like to join us, 1-800-229-3000 for 2 hours. We're going to be sitting here. hoping that we can help. We love helping people. We love giving you a different perspective or asking you to go a little bit deeper. 1-800-229-3000. We'll be back right after this.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here with Chris Williams and Dr. Alice Benton. Alice, we haven't talked to you. Anything you want to say before we go to one of our great callers here?
We're just excited for all of you calling in. We've got some lines open, so call us. We're ready to help you.
Yeah, we do. We also have calls lined up. So here we go. All right. Let me simply mention this. Today, if you sign up for the Lumina event, and this is for a week. I guess it ends Friday at 11:59 p.m. You buy 10 tickets, you get one of those tickets free. And so that's for the groups to come in. We want to motivate you to bring some people. It's November 3rd or November the 4th. Same event, 2 days. We would love to have you come. And to find out about it, you can go to the website and click on Lumina. It's a beautiful, beautiful banner there on newlife.com. Or you could call us and we'll tell you all about it. Hope to see you there. It's going to be an amazing event for women. Now, here we are with Peaches. I'm not sure, but Peaches, and you listen on Wave, but you are the first Peaches that we've ever had on the program. So congratulations.
Thank you. I tell you why I'm calling, and I'll try not to cry and get emotional, but I just want to say that every time I'm troubled or I have a problem, I'll cut on New Life, and there's always, always something that is said that is helpful to me. I do listen quite a bit, and I find that any questions that I've had throughout my life or I'm going through, you always get around to answering, and I just want to say thank you.
Oh my goodness.
Much. You've done for me, and I just don't think you know how much you helped me. I do give to New Life from time to time. I do give donations, and I just want to say, out of all the ministries, because I called about 4 years ago, out of all the ministries I support and all the ministries that I know, this ministry is making the most difference in the world for people. Mm. And it's just a great ministry, and I love you all, and I appreciate you. I appreciate you so much for what you do, and I will always support New Life. And you all are it's hard to express how my appreciation in words, because the ministry has meant so much to me, and I know I'm not the only person out there that really feels that this ministry is very important and has helped so many people. You are making most difference in the world. This ministry has made the most difference in the world, and I want you to know that I really do appreciate you all very much, and I just thank you.
Peaches, I am grateful that you have the gift, the spiritual gift of encouragement, or you wouldn't have called. And so I want to bless you. I want you to give your address to the call screener when we hang up. And I'm going to sign a Life Recovery Bible to you. I'll send it out of my office. And I hope that that will be a blessing to you. I just want to honor you for you honoring us. And thank you. God bless you. And hope you have a great day. You've certainly made mine.
Yeah. Peaches, we can tell you are a loyal sister in the recovery process. And we only can do this because of support from folks like you, and that you tune in, you listen to us. So thank you so much. We can't do this without you. Keep praying for us.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
And keep doing your work. I mean, we can feel that. And Peaches, your experience and who you are and how you show up in the world, the little bit that we're experiencing today, I want to encourage you back in saying, like, keep going, keep doing this, because one, and first and foremost, you are deeply, deeply loved and cherished. And second, who you are and what you do absolutely matters.
Mm-hmm.
It does. So thank you so much for calling. Anybody else wanting to praise us for what we do, call us. I mean, we love it. We absolutely love it. But we love doing this. And to that end, we're now going to go to, well, let's go to, how about Sylvia, Modesto, California. Hi, Sylvia. How are you? Hi there.
Hi, Steve. I'm doing okay. Actually, today I'm feeling a little bit down. My question for you is, I gave my life to the Lord when I was 24.
Yes.
But still to this day, and I'm 50 years old, when I think about all the neglect, rejection, abuse, including mental, emotional, 11 and a half years of physical, and a few different sexual abuse perpetrators in my life, I get very angry, and I get rageful, and I take it out on the people closest to me. My question is, how can I control my anger and rage and learn how to process it in a healthy way?
Okay. What kind of help have you had to get rid of this anger? Have you had any kind of treatment or help from anybody?
You know, I abused drugs for a lot of years to try to escape the pain, and so mm-hmm. I went to treatment a few times. You know, this last one was successful. I've been in recovery now for a little over 5 years.
Okay.
And, you know, I do go to NA meetings, and I'm also looking into the life recovery groups. I'm going to join on Monday. But as far as therapy or counseling, mm-hmm. I was seeing a licensed clinical social worker for about a year, but I didn't feel she really helped me.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm hoping that you'll join a life recovery group where you can specifically talk about what you're going through, the anger that you're still feeling, and not feel badly that you really do need God's help to overcome all of what you're going through. But to the end of anger that is a result of so much trauma, it just seems to me that you really need to go and let us find for you someone that specializes in trauma. Because that's where I think you're going to find the relief from the anger. So you're not trying to tamp it down or manage it. It's just not coming to the surface. Chris, and then you, Alice. What are you thinking?
Yeah, Sylvia, people have been painful for you. And people ideally are supposed to show you how much you're valued, how worthy you are. And they've shown you the exact opposite. That's an injustice. And anger is God's natural response to injustice. However, even after the injustice ends, the pain remains. And when the pain remains and sits there, it turns itself into shame, which is a negative belief about yourself. Unfortunately, that shame becomes, I like to refer to it as an organizing principle, something that you organize relationships with people around. So, for instance, that could look like, in your case, that could be like you're unworthy. And so any experience in your life where you feel, maybe it could be feel left out, mistreated, what happens is that anger, that sense of injustice, goes from 0 to 100 outside of your control. So I'll start here. Your anger cannot be controlled or managed until your pain begins to heal, because those two things go together so incredibly closely. And so,
how does she heal the pain?
Absolutely. So you got to do a deep dive into those things in your life that have hurt you with a therapist, with a professional that can lead you through that process and begin to uncover both the painful experiences and continue to heal those out, as well as shift that core belief about yourself.
Mm. Alice, what are you thinking when you hear about this?
Sylvia, God's action steps for anger are to accept it on one level because of the righteousness of anger, like Chris is talking about. So there's an acceptance versus a fighting against it, fighting to hide it within yourself, because that just doesn't work long term. And then usually in the therapeutic process, we need to address the people that perpetrated against us, not necessarily in person, but in the presence of the therapist. It can even be a conversation with an empty chair, but you imagine the perpetrator there, and you have your day in court with that person in the safety and the privacy of the therapeutic office. Then you grieve intentionally, purposefully, you grieve. And you give God permission to help you move closer towards forgiveness, which is humanly impossible with what you have been through. But spiritually, it is possible with God's help as you surrender more of this to Him.
You know, when I hear what you've been through, I want to say this. You're absolutely justified to be angry. It's horrible what happened. But more importantly, you're justified to resolve the anger. It doesn't hurt anybody but you. And then it hurts you so much, it spews out onto other people. And that's hurtful to you also, because you do see the damage that's being done. So you get into a women's Bible study where you can openly share and ask for prayer and help. You get into some kind of support group online, let's say, that deals with anger. You know, I'm in an ADHD support group every Thursday night, men's Bible study Monday evening, because I need these things along with a counselor every week to stay healthy or try to get healthy. So I want you to up your programming here. Let us help you find some resources. I'm going to send you a book that does help. 100 Days to Freedom from Anger. It's full of
that's good
devotional material. It's full of scripture, tremendous quotes, and I think just really good direction on how to get rid of or resolve the anger. That's what we want for you. I'm so glad that you called, and I'll send this to you. It's available to anybody. 100 Days to Freedom from Anger. Chris.
And Steve, I just want to jump in because I think you and Alice set out a really, really good three-step process. You know, Alice, you said confront. Yes, we got to confront what happened to us. And then we also have to grieve the losses and the impact that that's had in our life, but also to recover. And there's nothing quite as powerful, or there's no substitute for being able to reveal ourselves and our experience in front of loving people who can accept us and guide us and again, show us our worth. And that's so restorative. So yes, confront, grieve, recover.
Yep. And I like those very much. The goal here is freedom.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of people just assume whatever they're experiencing, they're just stuck with it. But you don't have to be. There is freedom available. Let's go to Scranton, Pennsylvania, WZTE. Anna is there. I believe that's how you say it. How are you today?
I'm good. Thank you so much. How are you guys doing?
Good.
You're doing all right. How do you pronounce your name? I'm frequently not able to get it right the first time.
Anna.
Okay, very good. How can we help you? What's going on in your life?
Well, not really in my life, but I'm just a little bit concerned. My sister was sharing with me that the other day she went to spend some time with her grandson.
Yeah.
And she was bathing him. He just turned 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
So she was bathing him, and the child came and grabbed her leg and started rubbing his private part on her leg and smiled at her, and she looked at him. She didn't pay attention much. She continues, and the child did it again, and then she said, you know, we need to bathe you, so let's stop playing and let's finish. And she was sharing that to me, and I was like, did he ever done that to you before? And she goes, no, this is the first time. And I'm concerned because when I was little, I was molested by a family member.
Okay.
And I just want to know.
All right. You hear the music playing. It means we have to go to a break. We're going to give you help for this. I'm so glad you called us and gave us a chance to answer this. You're listening to New Life Live, 1-800-229-3000. Come join us. We want to help.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free, 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back, talking to Anna, and, well, her sister is bathing the grandchild and rubbing up against her and showing, doing some things kids do, but also showing no boundaries there. Alice, what do you think? Is this something to be concerned about? What should she do? How should she see it? What do you think?
I do think it's something to take some action about because we need to safeguard our children. And it certainly is possible that something has occurred that means this is a red flag. And yet, I think we can approach this with caution without panic. Because, Anna, as you point out, you have a history yourself of having experienced molestation. And so the concern that you have is probably doubled or enhanced because of what you have been through and the ugly realities that you know are potential in this world and happen altogether too frequently. And yet, we also know that physical exploration is really normal for a child this age. And so bringing it to the attention of the parent in a calm way, but saying, I noticed that this happened, wanted to bring it to your attention. As the parent of young children myself, my youngest is 4, I frequently have the conversation with them, asking them, how do you handle who touches you and where they touch you and which areas are private? And what about when mom and dad need to clean you? Or what about when a doctor needs to check up on you? But other than that, your private parts are private. And so we review the rules about it. And I ask from time to time, has anything happened? Has anybody said anything to you about anything sexual? Has anybody touched you where they shouldn't have touched you? These should be ongoing normal conversations that we have with our children, and we should not bring in a high level of apparent panic when we have the conversations.
Yeah, very, very good. Chris, you want to add anything to that?
Yeah, I just think, I mean, you're in a strange situation, Anna, because you are the sister, or the grand aunt, would that make the aunt? So anyhow, you're not directly involved with the family on a daily basis. But your sister is. But I think for your sister, and maybe your sister had similar experiences that you did, is that even with children, and I should say especially with children, teaching them boundaries around body is really, really important. You know, if they're touching an adult or anyone else in a way that is violating or uncomfortable or inappropriate, to let them know, again, in a gentle but firm way. And also, as Alice was teaching you or explaining to you, is teaching our children that they need to protect themselves as much as they can and also be able to express what they're experiencing around that. You know, the popular term we have these days is called bodily autonomy. And that means that my body, the safety of my body belongs to me, and no one else has the right to violate that.
Anna, are there any other extenuating circumstances with the parents themselves that give you greater cause for concern other than the normal exploration that we've been talking about?
Well, for what I heard, because my sister is the one that's sharing with me, my niece is in a very dysfunctional relationship. She's not married. She lives with a boyfriend. What happened that the boyfriend, I'm sorry to say it, he's like a mama's boy. Because his mother is the one that basically tells him what to do and he does it. And it's very kind of chaotic in that sense because my niece always have to be, it's like a constant battle for what the child should do, not do, because basically the mother, his mother is the one that handles everything.
So here's what I think would be a really great piece of advice to give your sister. I would say to her, you know, some of this could just be normal things that 4-year-olds do. certainly the lack of boundaries needs to be addressed. That she'd be saying to her niece, I mean her daughter, your niece, she'd be saying, this thing of rubbing up against another person needs to be addressed, and the boundaries need to be reinforced. Also, I would be asking them, is there any chance that someone, you're not accusing them, but someone has had access to him and perhaps has been inappropriate with him?
Let me just say this that I remember now. For her, it was a surprise because that's what my sister said. I was surprised because most of the time he doesn't even like when someone is bathing him. He doesn't even want to be touched in that part. So for her, it was kind of surprised for him to be doing that.
Yeah. So what we're saying here is you don't just take it for granted that there's no problem, that this is all normal. You want to talk with them about it rather than ignore it. Or she needs to talk with them, or you both could talk with them together.
Well, and I just think for, you know, and I think this is important for people listening out there, because this is actually something I've seen in my own practice, is I've been able to bring on some therapists who do childhood play therapy, because that's the way that children communicate. And so oftentimes children won't use their words, but they will use their imagination to tell you what is going on with them. And that's where getting this child into a play therapist could be very, very helpful.
Absolutely. All right. I am going to send you a copy of Raising, let's see, How We Love Our Kids, first of all. I think I would, what else you guys would, do you think? We have another book, Raising Great Kids by John and Henry.
Yeah,
great, because
I think that'd
the boundary
be great.
Stuff is in there. We'll be back after this.
I was really living a very anxiety-filled life. I turned on New Life, and the topic that day was about anxiety. And just by listening, I got relief.
You can help New Life stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. When you sign up to support us monthly through Club New Life, we'll send you the new member thank you gift of the Life Recovery Bible Personal Size, the one-year Life Recovery Prayer Devotional, the New Life Journal, a New Life Pen and Highlighter, and a New Life Zippered Tote to hold it all. Plus, there are ongoing benefits like access to the Club New Life video library, the monthly Club New Life CD or download, quarterly resources, free shipping on purchased resources, and discounts on workshops. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today.
Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back, and we really do love it when people call with concerns about children, because you just never, ever want to assume there's no problem there. And it's hard to deal with, and so a lot of times you just want to let it go. And I don't think that's a good strategy at all. Alice, what were you wanted to say?
Steve, in situations where there is mounting concern, additional evidence, or a lack of responsiveness on the part of the parents, you can always consider a consultation with the local Child Protective Services. Mm-hmm. And if they hear enough warning signs, they may involve a social worker who would simply do an evaluation to determine if there's additional assistance that the family needs.
Amen. I agree. All right. Speaking of agreement, I often agree with Larry Sonnenberg. He is in the studio. Larry, what have you brought us today, my friend?
Well, I got two things I want to just... one is, I think you mentioned earlier in the program the Rhine River Cruise. And I just want to mention it's been encouraging because the last few days, some folks have signed up and some folks are calling that we had called earlier this month and said, hey, you called me and I think I'm going to make that. And so... folks, if you're thinking about a nice time away, a week on a river, a week in seeing beautiful sights and countries and cathedrals and castles and all kinds of stuff just to get away. It's not only for couples, singles. Just love to have you come. Give us a call. Check our website, too. There's a lot about it on there.
So much of it. You took the cruise, Larry.
I did.
Rhonda. And you told me it was like one of the greatest experiences of your life.
Well, it was. I mean, that was two. We signed up for this cruise in 2019, and we took it. I guess Rhonda and I took it that fall, thinking we were going to take it as a ministry in 2020, but COVID hit in 2020.
And how was it?
I'm telling you, it was fabulous. Going through the gorge and seeing what we saw. You could ride bikes in the cities. You could take all the excursions are included in the cost of the fare.
There you go.
And it was just amazing. I mean, every city, all these different countries and cultures, couldn't be better. Can't recommend it enough.
The cruise itself is amazing. Mylan and I are working on amazing content, and the fact that all of the excursions are included in the price, that's huge. That is really huge. If you want info, go to the website, newlife.com. You can see it there. And the itinerary, we're starting over in Amsterdam, and we're finishing in Basel, Switzerland. Also, if you just want to call us, you can do that, too, at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. What else do you have for us, Larry?
Real quick, you do not have to be vaccinated to go on this cruise.
Right.
So, anyway.
Any vax need has been lifted.
Okay, I wanted to, we're always seeking support. I'm always reading testimonies about workshops. Here's a testimony about this radio program. Steve, thank you for being able to minister to people like me using your gift of humor as well as God's wisdom. I will forever be grateful for New Life for the vehicle God used to save my life. I went back to drinking after almost 5 years in AA because I quit doing the necessary things to stay sober. I thought I'd die drunk, but after 23 years of continuous drinking, I found the radio show and within 11 months went to Healing is a Choice, later Take Your Life Back, as well as participating in a sustained healing group for 5 years. I've been in recovery for 9 years now. I'm alive today because of God and New Life. What's life worth? I know Jesus left the 99 sheep for the one lost sheep. I love all the New Life family and will continue to give back to what was so freely given to me.
Okay, that is just fantastic. That's why we're... Woo,
that's why we do what we do.
Thank you for that. And I want every person that supports us to know you were part of that. And just think if... Well, God takes care of people in different ways. I'm just grateful God used us in this instance. And anybody else that wants to be part of what God's doing through New Life, just call us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We're giving away one of two books for any amount, a gift of any amount, Understanding and Loving Your Bonus Child, and then Understanding and Loving Your Children as a Single Parent. And, of course, that's for single parents and those that are married, but you're feeling like a single parent. I think it'll really help you. Thank you, Larry. 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you want to support us.
Folks, I want you to notice the progression of that testimony, because if you've been listening for years and you wonder, why is it that I'm learning all of this information, but I'm still not experiencing freedom? But it's taking action beyond listening. It is attending one of our workshops, and then it's staying plugged in through our ongoing group system that we have. And it's that kind of action over a long term that results in the freedom and the deep level of healing that you're hearing about in that testimony.
Yeah. Preach Bible it. Says don't just hear the word, do something with it. That's the real key. Thank you, Larry.
Thank you.
Wonderful. Do that again tomorrow. That was fantastic. All right, let's go to, how about we go to Chris, Syracuse, New York. If you want to join us, we're going to be here another hour and 23 minutes. 1-800-229-3000. Hi, Chris. How can we help you today? What's going on in your life?
Hey guys, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Long story short, I've been married for about 10 years, and I've discovered over the years progressively that my wife was, she had basically a narcissist mother, emotionally and verbally abused her for years and years and years. It's a long story. And after multiple times being cheated on by her, I'm starting to wonder and get spooked by the fact that she's starting to show a lot of the tendencies that she would complain to me about her mom. And at this point, after the last infidelity, I've been made to be the bad guy. And I know I'm not a perfect dude at all.
Yeah.
But I've never cheated on her, and I've never experienced so many moments of not remembering things right, being confused, but she always remembers things right. You said this 5 years ago, and I have no recollection of it. But if I say, well, you said this, I was always wrong.
Right.
And
people, people really like her, people like her do rewrite history, remembered in a different way that kind of justifies what they're involved with. I have a question for you. When she cheated on you, what did you ask her to do about that? We ask this of everybody who's been cheated on. Did you ask or did you require anything of her?
This is where it gets interesting. The first couple times, I dove, with God's help, for sure. It wasn't my own strength. I dove full on into trying to just forgive her, take her back, say, please don't do this again. I need you to come to church with me. I need you to pursue Jesus with all you got. And that lasted for about a year, and then she started drifting away from God again and just kind of stopped going to church, but said she was, still had a relationship. Here's where it gets crazy. This time, I've told her, please don't do this to me again. You got to get help for these things you've told me about. But what scares me is she really dug in her heels this time. It took her a couple months to stop seeing the other dude. And I don't know. I don't even know if going to stop, but some people say,
so let us help you. Let us help you with this. You are not helping things by allowing her to continue to have affairs and be unfaithful. That is not helpful. God hates divorce. He also hates adultery, and he hates it when anybody enables evil in their home. And so I think we want to help you be free of some of the thoughts that you've had that was God honoring, when in reality it might have made things worse and better. But you can either leave it like it is, you can make it worse, which might lead to divorce. She'd be the one to decide that. But when you start to become the man who is demanding she get help, all of a sudden you become a person to her again. And if she doesn't respond to what you require to stay married to her, then you don't have any kind of marriage anyway. It's just a relationship where you're blamed for everything. It's a relationship where everything is put back on to you. And I don't want that for you. We'll give you some insight here. We'll hear from both Alice and Chris, and I'm really glad you called. It'd be the same thing if it was a woman and a man.
Mm-hmm.
I call these situations serial killers. There's the person that, for whatever reasons, lack of boundary, unhealthy stuff, they get involved in an affair, and it's so painful, and it's such a mistake, they would never do it again. But then you have the serial killer that just stays after it, one after the other. And you have to intervene. You can't let it continue to happen. We'll be back right after this.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. So, let's start with you, Alice. What do you think would be a really great first step for Chris?
Chris, I recognize that you have been striving to love your wife well over this decade of pain and that year of seeing her return to church and apparently grow closer to God gave you a lot of hope and probably made you think more love, grace, forgiveness, mercy, this seems to be working. But from what I'm hearing from you, there's a pattern of blame switching on your wife's part. I'm not hearing ongoing repentance in action. And that looks like responsibility taking, empathy for your pain, in regular involvement in structured treatment, help specific for both the abuse that she went through with her own mother, but also her sexual choices that she's making, her infidelity. And so when we don't see repentance in action, but rather trust is continuously broken and blame is shifted over to the victim, you, that's when we need to increase the level of self-protection. And the Bible says this. It talks about this in Matthew, that if we confront a sinner who is unrepentant and they continue in that same behavior pattern, then we start to increase our distance from them, starting with emotional distance, protecting our heart, sometimes having to move to financial distance, physical distance, if there is still unrepentance. But that is love. Because it can motivate an unrepentant person to change when they experience enough of the consequences of their behavior.
And let me tell you, God is for you. God loves you. God values you. You are a real treasure to Him. He doesn't expect you out of any kind of concept, any kind of spiritual concept, to continue to be cheated on and viewed as a non-entity in the marriage. Your wife has divorced you. Now, let's see if she can get back in the marriage. You must demand that she get help. I'm going to send you two copies of When You Love Too Much. It's about romance, relationship, and sexual addiction. I'm going to hope you both will read it and gain some insight there. But please, please, demand that she get help. And going to counseling isn't enough. She needs to go to Sex and Love Addicts Anonymous. You need to say to her, I need you to get in counseling, and I need you to start attending Sex and Love Addicts Anonymous. Anything short of that, I think, is just kind of perpetuating the problem. Now, what do you think about that direction, Chris?
I think that's a great direction.
I was asking the other Chris.
Oh, the other Chris.
But yeah,
sorry.
No, go ahead.
My narcissism kicks in there.
No, go ahead.
But Chris, I totally agree with that. However, I'd put most of your energy into getting yourself help.
There you go.
Because there is this principle. It's the first principle of recovery, and that is powerlessness. You are powerless against your wife's behavior. Now, I totally agree. You need to make these demands. And they really do need to be demands because they're necessary for restoration and reconciliation to occur. However, because you're not in control of her side, there is something inside of you that tolerates intolerable behavior. There's something inside of you that allows other people to cause you pain with your permission. And so that then becomes, Chris, a you problem, not a them problem. And I don't mean to sound that as a source of condemnation, but a source of hope, because that is something you can do something about. And so as Steve mentioned, these again, she definitely needs Sex and Love Addicts Anonymous. I think you need CODA, which is Codependence Anonymous, and also your own care, your own therapeutic process to sit in front of someone and say, here's what's going on inside of me, here's what's happening around me, and can you guide me to figure it out so I can get to a healthier place?
All right, Chris, we love you.
Thank you. We care about you.
Yes. God does too. And I'm going to send those two books to you. I'm also going to send you Every Man's Bible, best-selling study Bible for men out there. I think you'll really, really like it. I hope so. And I'm so glad you called. You know, there's a whole ministry called P31 based on Proverbs 31. But I'm going to talk about Proverbs 13. Proverbs 13:10. Where there is strife, there is pride. Boy, is that true. We have strife because somebody's trying to protect themselves,
yeah,
their image or their position. But wisdom is found in those who take advice. Now, everyone on this program, the ones in today and the ones in every day, have taken the advice of other people. We have all gotten help mm-hmm. for our stuff. So we're not ever asking people to do what we haven't done. I'll be with old Charlie tomorrow, taking Charlie's advice in a counseling session. If you're that person that is so prideful, you can't even entertain that anybody might have some insight into your life, call us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE, and let us find somebody that can lead you not just to the truth of the Bible, but to the truth about yourself. It takes you being humble. But guess what is the greatest protector from humiliation? It's humility.
Mm-hmm.
Those who have humility don't ever get humiliated.
That's really good, Steve.
I'm writing that down.
Yes.
So please, please, let us help you. Let us help you out of the mess. Now, in Dallas on September the 9th, we've got Every Man's Battle. And there are men right now listening. You know you need it, but your pride says, I don't need to take the advice of other people about this problem. I've got it under control. When in reality, everything in your life is saying you are powerless over this issue. Just call us and let us talk to you about it. And if you're a spouse, don't let this continue. Don't let the pornography be viewed or written off as it's not that bad. You deserve to have a faithful spouse. And so you call us and we'll help you to talk with the other person and we'll help you to find the healing that you deserve also. We mentioned the Repurposed Life Conference. It's 4 hours long. Chris and I are going to be doing that, and there's early bird pricing, just 4 hours, so it's very reasonable. But early bird pricing right now, it's on September the 24th, so call, get the good rate. And then Intimacy in Marriage is October the 21st in Dallas. And that conference, oh my goodness, people are married and they've got grandkids that they love together as husband and wife, as grandparents together, because they stayed together. Every piece of research says that people that stay together and work a little bit, 5 years later are happier than the people that divorce, no matter what. Now, if you're a woman who's been betrayed, Restore is November the 11th in Washington, D.C. Also, back to October, Rhine River Cruise, the 6th through the 13th. We love taking these trips, but COVID has prevented us from taking these kinds of trips. Now we get to do it. No vaccination required, and it's raining. We love that. Lumina, November 3rd or 4th. Bring 10. Get a free ticket. Jen Wilkin, Nicole C. Mullen, going to be there. Call us. Go to our website, newlife.com, or call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-229-3000, to join us on the next program.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.